Well, the grain markets were on a tear. So, Kim, what's happening right now?
Well, we just got prices going up. You look in the last week, you've had wheat prices go up about 75 cents. Cash Oklahoma prices from around $6.25 to almost $7. Corn prices from about $5.20 to $5.50, somewhere in that vicinity. Sorghum from $6 to $6.30. Soybeans from $12.40 to $12.75. Cotton from $84.41 to $87.02. All the commodities are just going up big time.
And soybeans just keep going up. So how high can prices go all around?
Well, that's the rumble in the market. You know, that's what the analysts are. How high can these prices go? And some of them say that if you look at the supply and demand situation, they're as high as they should be. But when the market gets moving, when the momentum gets there, you just don't know how high they're going. Plus, there's a lot of things going on in the market right now.
So what are those things that are causing all this?
Well, if you look at the wheat supply in the United States, hard red winter wheat especially is relatively tight. All wheat stocks are relatively tight, even though the world stocks are record ending stocks. So you got tight milling quality wheat prices. You've got Argentina. The rumor is that they're going to put a tax on exporting wheat. Russia's already got an export tax on their wheat. And you look at the countries around the world. You've got South Korea, you've got Vietnam, you've got China. The top three corn importing countries in the world are switching from feeding corn to feeding wheat. And that's the rumor in the United States, that feed mills, feedlots are switching to wheat to mix in the feed rather than corn. I think what's going on in the market right now is the market is trying to buy corn acres, soybean acres, cotton acres, and when that gets bought, then we'll see what happens.
So say like I'm a wheat producer and I'm coming to you and asking you for advice, Kim. So what should I do?
Well, when you're looking at $6.90 wheat, I throw it back at you. What do you think you should do? Your average price on a 10-year average may be around $5.35. Your 5-year average is below $5, and you got the opportunity for $6.90. Now, you may want to go in and put a bottom on that. You can buy an out-of-the-money put option contract, say around $6.60. It's going to cost you about 30 cents. So that'll give you $6.30 minus a minus 15 basis. So that's going to give you around a $6.15 minimum price. So you may want to look at doing some things like that.
So now I'm going to put my corn and soybean hat on. So what should I do there?
Well, the market chatter is that corn prices are leading the market right now. Corn ending stocks, the projections are going down. You don't know how high it's going to go. If you hadn't priced any, probably now is a good time to price some. You can also come in and buy the floor with the puts on the corn. Soybeans are really tight. Rumor this week was that the United States is going to import some cargoes of soybeans from Brazil. That's how tight soybeans are. They say soybeans got a lot of potential. Corn, they're expecting it to find a top and then maybe back off. So I'd be a little more, you know, going into pricing corn than I would soybeans, but I'd probably take some of both of those.
And for our cotton producers out there, what should they do?
Well, you look at that cotton price from $84.40 to $87. That's a big increase. If I was in the pool, or if I wasn't in the pool, I'd probably use the pool, let professionals market that cotton for me. If not, I'm probably going to try to price up.
There's just a lot going on.
Oh, man, there's just a lot of volatility in this market. We're in a weather market. And what do they say in a weather market? Stay on the sidelines.
Well, I thought it was rain makes grain.
It does. And I'd rather have grain to sell than price. So if we get the grain, if we get the corn, we get the beans, prices will go down. So what should you rather have? Prices lower and something to sell, or not much to sell and real high prices? I'll take something to sell.
All right, thanks, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. Mm-hmm.